This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. That one man is, of course, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. His weekend bombshell that he will not be voting for President Biden's Build Back Better social spending bill has had some ripple effects. Goldman Sachs downgraded its forecast for economic growth next year from 3% in the first quarter to just 2%. Now, it's anybody's guess what happens with the legislation and its larger goals. We'll leave the politics to other outlets. But one reason Manchin gave for his decision was also economic. He says the infusion of government spending would make inflation, already running at close to 7%, even worse. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher looked into the connection.
Economics professors sometimes teach about inflation using the visual of a bathtub. If money pours into the economy faster than it can drain, it will spill over. But Leah Downey at the Sheffield Political Economy Research Institute prefers a flowerbed analogy.
If you pour a lot of water on the bits that are already saturated, then it's going to overflow.
Downey says high spending does not necessarily lead to inflation.
It depends on how you spend and what you spend on and when you spend.
She says programs like early childhood education might cost a lot up front, but are designed to reap benefits down the road. Bill Dupore with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis researched government spending from the 1960s to 2005.
So when government spending increases rapidly, for example, for defense spending, we don't see inflation go up by very much at all.
That's true for other government programs, too. But Chris Sims, professor emeritus at Princeton, says short-term spending is different. Take those stimulus checks, meant to keep people afloat and prevent deep recession.
And it succeeded in that. We're getting a little bit of an overshoot.
That increase in consumer demand affected supply, which affected prices. Kent Smetters is a professor at the Wharton School. He says low-income families tend to spend more on necessities that are more expensive now, like groceries, heat, and gas.
And so more fiscal stimulus that targets lower income households will tend to have more impact on inflation going forward.
But he also points out that supply chain constraints and labor shortages are contributing too. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.